Hi, everybody. Well, this is another Saturday night, and still getting some of those energies off that we've dealt with the planets here. It's pretty intense. So let's clear the date, first of all. So it's January 23rd, 2016. So first clear the numbers. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Boy, and now we'll clear the word January. So now we're going to do letters and numbers. January 23rd, 2016. Boy, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I was fine before we started. Hang on a second. I got some water. And again, clearing that again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okie doke. That feels actually pretty good. And if you have a situation going on, let's release that. So think of your one particular situation. Another way of looking at it, this is one of your timelines that you somehow got corrupted on. For an incident. Remember, in the now, you don't have problems. So here we go. Releasing your program, timeline, event. And it may have only been a couple minutes long or something, but you're still there. So here we go. 1, releasing it. 2, 3, 4, 5, oh boy, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And from yesterday's show, and maybe the ones of the week, we did a lot of clearings. So if you could send something over to us, let us know how you felt about it. So here we go. If you go to clsquestions@yahoo.com, and we'll get that information, and we can talk about what you felt getting all these planets off of you. So here we go. Let's first energize the light beams before we start the program. And I think we'll go to the light shift, since we have some people liking us to go a little early. So maybe in 10 minutes, we'll go to the light shift. So here we go, everybody. Activating the light beams coming your way, bringing in peace energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. You can also go on the fast chat feedback form if you like and say something there. So we'll turn it over to Kathy. Are you out there in BBS Radio Land, Kathy?
Hi, Ron. Yes. Hi, everybody. I'm on BBS Radio Land in the Creation Light Chip Timeline of the Now and the Light. And I hope everyone else is too. Ron just cleared the energies of today's date, which was 1, 2, 3. 2016, and that really was quite a nice lightening of a load. When Ron clears these dates, we can also do this on our own computers on the natal barcode removal clearing that he has, just by simply typing in the dates, also the day of the month, and that will have the same effect. And you can do it ahead of time, or if you know of a special event, you can put those dates in too, upcoming, or even past events. So that's what Ron does for us, and it's quite good. And he also activated the light beams that can be found on the Creation Light Chip Fastback Feedback Form page. You can get 3 light beams in a row there, male, female, and non-gender. And that is so we can have peace energy joining us while we listen to the radio program, and It's a very relaxing feeling. And lots of times Ron will clear out aliens in the room. So, Ron, would you mind doing that now in case some of us are in different locations where we can't have a light being and would like to, like, invite some aliens out of here to clear them out, please? Over to you. I'll go ahead, Ron.
Let's go, everybody. So let's play aliens online here, and there may be some sharing your body listening. You never know how they can be. So here we go. Let's release these aliens that are trapped here, and they get a safe exit out of here and wherever they need to go to. They get a free bus ticket. So here we go. releasing them, and maybe by them leaving you, they are in your surrounding area, your room, or whatever, they may be gone. So here we go. Not to bug you anymore. So one, getting them out of here. Two, three, oh boy, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 20. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 30. That feels pretty good. And let's do this maybe in 40, 45 minutes from now. We'll do some more releases. So I'll turn it back over to you, Kathy.
Great. And before we get started, Ron had asked us to write down our feelings and notice any changes we had of physical changes or cording releases we may have had in certain areas of our body from yesterday's program, where he released a lot of energies from the seven planets plus, seven planets plus a new planet, planet X and planet 9, same planet. So that was quite a big release, and then he also released the energy of the full moon that's out tonight. So please, everyone, if you would, if you're listening, the way to write to us, if you don't want to send an email, is through the fast chat feedback form, which is accessed through the BBS Radio Creation Lightship page. We're on station 2, and over to the left, you'll see where it says, fast chat box, little box on the left, or BBS fast chat on the bottom under Ron's photo. And there you'll find a link for the form and a lot of other information on the top. So I'd like to point that out, so in case people are scrambling around looking for it, that's where it is. It's a good reminder. So we do have a lot of things in the inbox, but they're kind of related to yesterday's program, Ron, and I will read them to you regarding some of the comments that people wanted to share, testimonies about how they felt after those planetary energy releases you did last night. So here's a few responses. Okay, let's see. I had an odd pain in my back around my heart, left lung area, for years. Yesterday, before the program, I felt a cord around about the size of a garden hose attached with a small electric shocks. Maybe they were attaching because I did the planet star vortex clearing last summer. This made me think I really did the unlimited soon. Maybe she's saying I really need to do the unlimited soon. I also felt weird pains in the side of my head this week, too. Now, I think she says she's feeling better. That was after you did the Mercury energy release. That was the first one you did. Other people writing in, a release of pain in the right hip. Left wrist pain, woke up this morning and that's gone. Someone else has had a tension headache for 3 days and that's gone. Someone else saying, thank you, Ron, for getting planet energies off of us yesterday. I feel like something heavy came off my body, like I had a coat on. Now it's gone. And, gosh, that is great. So someone else mentioned they had run the alien planet cording portion of the Eliminating Alien Attack online clearing, which is actually option 8, alien planet courting, for 5,000 minutes during this whole time when the planets were supposed to be lining up starting January 20th. And that person's saying they still feel pretty good. Nothing really changed whatsoever if they had already done the planet star courting removal clearing anyway. And this was just to kind of back up this new planetary activity. So they feel like that really paid off on top of what Ron did and they hope that they weren't one of those people who was really plowing into him with all those hits that you were getting yesterday, Ron.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, dear. So anyways, and then also yesterday, last night, Ron brought the planet Earth into the light. And we've gotten some good reports on that, noticing a brighter, clearer day, at least in some parts of the country. On another part of the country, some people are expecting the full moon to bring a blizzard onto the East Coast, and they're a little concerned about that. So maybe we should talk about how they can use the clearings to help them. There's some concern over a flooding because there will be a full moon. I guess, you know, that this is something that's being predicted. So, Ron, do you suppose we could do if we have the ability, you know, if we're working on our computer, can we do the Earth Protect Timeline Crash for people in the, you know, on the East Coast or certain areas to help them out somewhat? Over to you for comments.
Yeah, we'll do the gray skies, see what that does. So here we go. And you got the other clearing for, it's like for natural disasters and stuff.
The environmental timeline crash? Yeah.
No, it's not that one. It's another one. It's a, somebody may know out there. They can just let us know what it is. But it's
the environmental imbalance?
Yeah, the imbalanced one, yes, uh-huh. So here we go. Let's put some energy that way. So one, two, three, four, five. This here doesn't feel like alien stuff, although it could be alien technology. It feels like this storm is from... people living on this planet causing havoc. It's a whole different energy. So here we go. Let's see if we can release some of that. What you want to do is timeline crashes. So you want to get off their timeline and just see if that helps you. It might be a little late now, you know, as you probably have had snow back in that part of the country, you know. Anyway, you want to do some timeline crashes. I was going to say you're in the South 40 out there, you know. So it's way, you're a long ways from me, but you know that South 40, you know, is dealing with energies of people wanting to probably change your focus on reality that's happening elsewhere on this planet. So they're making chaos happen. So here we go. One, releasing it. Two, three. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 20. So, I was watching the Weather Channel, and they happened to go to Washington, D.C., and they're showing the weather there a couple days ago. And it looked like the White House, I guess. I think it was the White House. It was a side view, and it looked like the White House. I could be wrong, but it looked like it had scaffolding all around it, all the way to the top. So I wonder if that's a, like, maybe they're doing a some type of Faraday shield around it or something. I don't know, you know. I never have seen scaffolding go around a building the way it looked. Anybody saw that picture? Or maybe you live next door to it and you can look at it. But anyway, it could have been an old picture, too. Who knows? But anyway, that's what I saw. Well, since that location is on the East Coast, maybe they knew something and decided to put up scaffolding to release electronic radiation from some other humans around this planet to protect the White House. That's what I would kind of look at. But... you know, anyway, I'll just throw that out. I don't need to get any comments on it, but I don't think it was the Pentagon. It looked like it had that dome on it, you know. But I don't know. I could be wrong. Maybe somebody could look. Maybe it's on the Weather Channel again. Back to you.
It's quite a lot of activity on the Weather Channel these days. All right, Ron. Well, back to the inbox. I'm not sure if this was read yesterday or not, but if so, it wasn't. It's worth repeating. I think it's a good protocol for people who listen to your program and do the healings and really take into account all your suggestions for trying to live, you know, a heart-centered life and in the present moment. So if I'm repeating this, it's hopefully going to hit some new ears tonight as well. So here it is. Ron, we have been starting each day by listening to the Alien to Light clearing, the out and in of our spirit recording, then the mind to heart drop, followed by the 12 source energies. It is an empowering, centering way to start the day. On our way out, we shrink wrap. We also run these recordings when we can during the day. Thanks so much for these eternal creation lightship healings. I'd also like to add that there's another recording that does a lot of good, and Ron just gave us a sample of it with the alien clear out at the beginning of the program. And that's the recording that was done by Mr. Oxygen One YouTube channel, and it's to assist aliens, you know, enslaved aliens out of your media area. And it comes with a picture of the light beam, which is required to help them go through, you know, to help them get out. So that's something that when it first came out, people were saying they played it everywhere. They played it in their house, played it in the car. They played it in the office. They played it in alien cafes, hotels, everywhere they went. One person played it all the way driving across the country, and they just felt tremendous. So I do want to remind everyone of that particular recording that Mr. Oxygen took the time to make. Mr. Oxygen One on that channel. It's called it's assisting aliens to the light, something like that. But it's right there on his channel, and it's got a picture of the light beam's face. So that's another good one to add to the list of recordings to do as part of the Creation Lightship protocol from day to day. And so now, Ron, did you want to make any announcements, perhaps maybe about the upcoming pin removal conference call you had mentioned before?
Yeah, we'll be doing that on the 6th. You know, it's a Saturday, February 6th. Time will be 2 o'clock to 5:30 Pacific, and cost will be $30. So what we could do for the listening audience is, if you wish to get on that call, just send do a PayPal donation for $30, and then send me a validation of that, and in the subject box put pin removal. Just maybe send the PayPal receipt, and then I will email you within a day or two the PIN number. So you can also go on to PayPal. If you don't have a PayPal credit card, and use that credit card that way too. I think it's one of the options near the bottom of the page on PayPal. But anyway, that can be done too. So anyway, let's go to the Lightship, everybody. And if you have any questions, if you just send it over to CLS questions about that event. So it's $30, February 6th, 2 o'clock Pacific to 5:30 Pacific. And we'll be releasing these energetic pins. So we'll have some fun with that. So here we go, everybody. Let's go to the light ship. If you want to send in a few requests for rooms, we'll do that. We're honoring the people who are going to sleep or like to go to sleep. Here we go. We're going to the light ship now, going up. This only works live on this program, Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. If you're on an archive, then you need to become live to abyss, but you will feel peace energy maybe the next 15 minutes, a little stronger than what you have right now. So here we go. One up, one, two, three, four, five, and your animal, pet, flower, tree, garden, plants are with you. And the first room we go into is the deer room, and we'll go into the hot tub room, too, for detox. And here we go. Deers are coming to you. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, request your healing. And you may want to ask your body to accept the healing. And next, let's go up to where the dragons are. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Detox room for crystals doing the work for you. So one, two, three, four, and five. And the room with the rainforest, here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll go into the room with the large sunflowers and bumblebees and honeybees. So here we go, going into that location. One, two, three, four, and five. And next we'll go into the rainbow waterfalls. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And one more room here is the koala bears. And again, request your healing. One, two, three, four, and five. And we've got a couple more we'll go into before we come back here. So we'll go into the multicolored dolphins room where the dolphins are, different colors. And you can have your choice of the color dolphin you might like. We'll bring forth the gold dolphins. So here they come. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And naturally, with the golden dolphins, we'll bring in the golden whales. One, two, three, four, and five. And two more rooms we'll go into. We'll go into the pain release room and also the room with the floating magnets. And the third room where the bubbly oxygen is. So here we go. Request your healing. One, two, three, four, and five. And now I'll be coming back from the light shift. So our animal, pest, flower, tree, yard, and plants are coming with us now. And you were bilocated, so you're going to feel a little different as we come back down. So here we go. Coming down. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay, Kathy.
Oh, that was nice, Ron. I can imagine how beautiful those multicolored dolphins must have looked.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. Well, back to the inbox. Some comments. You just announced about the pin removal conference call February 6th. That's a Saturday. Someone wrote in that they want to attend. They do not have a phone, however, and wondered if they could attend absentee. Will they be able to line up the four glasses of water? And will they? Should they put a photo of a light being up on the computer or themselves?
Or yep, that all sounds good to me. Yes, you can do that. Yep.
That will be all helpful. Yes, okay.
Perfect.
Absentee works for that. Okay, great. Next question. You had made a suggestion to carry money to acclimate our bodies to it. They wrote, I heard a test about a test done on blindfolded people. They could smell money. They could smell credit cards and gift certificates. They all smelled the same. They smelled like money, they said. And this person says, I have been smelling my money since then to make it more real and to feel more integrated with it. I also wash my money in warm water and dish soap, infuse it with life force energy on the CLS website, and then wear it in a cloth pouch near my heart. This is the third session of doing this, and it has greatly improved my financial situation. This really works. Thank you for the suggestion. Good to hear.
Yeah, sounds very good, yes.
Yeah, thank you for taking the time, listeners, to write these testimonies in and your experiences. with things you hear from Ron on Creation Lightship Healings. And let's see, then, over to the inbox. This listener wants to know if people who they do healings on, whether they're light workers, free calls, purchase healing, purchase clearings, will they work or not if the person they're doing the healing on has not had the emotional clearing or the emotional clearing whole life cleared yet, they're saying. Will the free calls and the online free online clearings and your radio clearings, will they work if they have not had the emotional clearing?
Yes, they will work. How much they'll work, you know, depends on their emotions. Your emotions, along with, like, your fears and maybe traumas, anxieties, you know, are the big ones. So what it sounds like, you're wondering if they're maybe, are they going to be 50% effective? I don't know. Remember, your stuff gets in the way. The clearing does work. So let's just start over again. The clearing works instantly, and it's 100%. Now, after you have that 100% healing clearing, then your traumas and dramas and emotions and everything else now will plug back into you again from your energetic body. So you might feel great for, 5-10 minutes maybe, or they might, and then you're back to where you were initially because your body's corrupted you, it's energetic bodies. So, you know, it depends where the person is and how much they've worked on themselves with the light shift to do this. If they haven't done an emotional clearing, personally, I would not waste my time helping somebody because you're better off to put that time that you're doing these clearings on for them or yourself. So that's the bottom line. So that's how I would look at it. You're giving your good away, and your good is your time, okay? And you know how fast time is now. So why would you want to work with somebody who, and you probably have talked to them about having a clearing, why, if they're not willing to come to the plate to have themselves cleared off, to feel better, then why are you even wasting your time doing something for them when you could be doing it for yourself instead? That's how I would answer that question. It will work, but they need to have at least an emotional clearing in order to help themselves out so they feel better. So remember, you have to become, you have to look at your life and their life, and with that clearing of work, better for you if you would have had all the time to do it, you know, for yourself. So don't give your good away, which is your time, to somebody who is unwilling to help themselves. So back to you.
Okay. Let's see, Ron, I'm going through the inbox here. And again, I want to ask people to go ahead and send questions or comments in regarding their experience on any of the healings that Ron's been providing. Those of us who listen and we might feel some sort of tingling or heat or some kind of shifting of energy in our body, that's all part of the healing. And that's what Ron is talking about when he asks for your reactions to a healing. It's not like anything real dramatic. It's always a subtle shift for these healings over the radio. And that's something that, you know, a lot of people do feel, and that is a normal way to feel the healing, is either a heat or some kind of a release of tension. Or even the yawning, which Ron does, and other people yawn a lot, too. So just let us know how you're doing, and I'll be watching the inbox for your comments and questions. Okay, so, Ron, about the upcoming expo that you're going to be appearing at in Los Angeles, the Conscious Life Expo, You and Michelle have talked about it quite a lot on Wednesday's program, and that archive is up on BBS Radio Station 2 for Creation Lightship Healings. If anyone wants to hear that particular program or last night's with the planetary energy releases that Ron did, those archives are up. Thank you, BBS Radio, for being so prompt about that. And a listener wanted to know, Ron, if the planetary energy releases will be working on those archives.
It'll work three times for you.
Oh, it will? I mean, oh, that's fantastic. Oh, even Planet X and Planet 9?
Well, we'll see,
Just kidding.
Like, once that clearing, you know, you should be, that should probably be in your little backpack of goodies, is that clearing, because, you know, those things affect everybody, including you. So you have to realize that the effect on the moon is tremendous with the high and low tides, you know, that happens all the time. So they're changing timelines continuously.
And about the money, we talked about the person who could smell the money. They had that test, that blindfolded people could smell money, the smell of money on credit cards and things. And someone else also mentioned that they could, you know, they could also try sniffing the checkbooks, having the money smell like having checkbooks smell like money, too. So, I was going to mention about the expo, Ron, and that is going to be when Ron comes to Los Angeles, it'll be at the Los Angeles Airport Hilton the weekend of February 19th, 20th, and 21st. And that's a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday for those who plan ahead. And so we've talked about it, and you can register for that expo on the ConsciousLifeExpo.com website to get a pass to see Ron in the exhibit area, where he'll have the light infusion chamber, his large booth with the monitors that are kind of high up that have the faces of the light beams doing healings for people who walk by. And so, Ron, usually when you have the expo and you offer to people who can't attend the opportunity to send a photo of themselves, family, or pets to you through the email that you would put inside the light infusion chamber, so that they could still receive the benefits of being cleaned off, cleared off, and decorded, right? Am I right?
So if you do want, uh-huh. If you can't come to the expo and you want to be in the light chamber, send me an email with your picture. And if you have a dog or cat or something and you want to have those included, then just give me a picture of those. And maybe you may want to hold your dog or cat in your arms and take a picture. Then you're both there on one photo. And that I will put that in the light chamber, and so every time the chamber is turned on, your picture of you and your pet or animal, dog or cat or whatever, will have a healing with you. So that's the way we do that. So you could do a donation for $100, send me the receipt on that along with a picture of you that I can print out, and we'll put that into the light chamber. And some people... you don't really need a current picture if you already have one a few years old or something, but it's good to maybe have it more current, but it's not needed. So, you know, if you have a problem, you go, man, I don't have a camera, but everybody has a cell phone. You know, I get a lot of pictures from people who just take the cell phone and even at the cell, big smile and snap it, you know, and then you can send it over. But that's available for everybody once they cannot come to the event, which will be in Los Angeles, and we'll be there in a month. This will be a Saturday. We'll all be at the expo in a month from now. So back to you, Kathy.
And you said that the there's three expos, so they can the pictures, the photos that they send you will be put in the light infusion chamber all three exos?
Just one at a time. I could probably do maybe a $200 special to give you three events if you like to do that.
Oh, okay.
That way you'd have
that's
three for $200, or one expo would be $100. So that's an option too.
Okay, good. All right, so Ron is going to be at three expos, first Los Angeles, then New York, and then in San Mateo this spring. So we'll be talking more about that, and it will also be on the newsletters that you get from Ron on creationlightship.com. Okay, so let's see. Now, Ron, when we go into the light infusion chamber, will everything we are wearing get cleared as well?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay, so we could wear jewelry, crystals, we could tape the money to our bodies. I'm just thinking, we have a little chair to sit in, and we can just put things on ourselves that we'd like to have cleared, and that would help a lot.
That's
a great way to clear money and crystals. Well, okay, good. So just some ideas for people, and Ron makes it the light infusion chamber very comfortable. It's very nice in there, not to mention that it's very healing. And so, it's great to go to the expo and meet Ron and enjoy the expo experience and hear the workshops. And they are listed on the consciouslifeexpo.com website. You can look up Ron's name or look up the workshops, and his titles are there. Okay, so next question in the inbox. Oh, and here's another comment that just came in. Thank you, Ron, for the trip to the lightship. I asked for a body part to be healed. I put my hand on the spot and felt extreme movement and tingles. I feel I will find the condition is gone. So that's what we're talking about for healings. Subtle, but you can notice it. And these healings make you more aware of what's going on in your body and where you might have some energy blocked. Okay, so Ron, here's a question. If people have a blind spot in their mind and heart, spirit, it is oppression. When you release it, will it show up as fear and then a broken heart in the heart area? Will it show up as anxiety in the mind? People may suffer from this for many years until they catch on to the secret. Would this be a worthwhile session?
Well, all the different sessions, what you want to do is see where you are and what energy body, is contaminated. So, yeah, if you're feeling something going on with you, whatever it is, doesn't matter what the issue is. So when you start working with one type of situation in your life, and you're getting trauma and drama and heartache or whatever else from that, that just means that you need to clear out that energy. Remember, you could have more corrupted energetic bodies causing the same problem. So you may attempt to tackle one of those bodies because you think it's this one, and it could be something else. So can you have a problem having your body respond, which is what it's been doing your whole life, with an issue? Yeah, if you can. And selecting what the issue is, at least now you know that you have a clearing that you can do for it. So if you are doing something and you're doing maybe a clearing, and maybe you do your emotional clearing first, and you feel pretty good, but you think, gee, I still have traumas, and I'm getting mind pictures of the relationship I was in when I was 21, and I wanted to get married, and then I got rejected, and then I've been single ever since because I'm very fearful of having a relationship to get hurt and brings up heartache. Well, that just means that your emotions got cleared out, and now the next one to do is probably heartache, or maybe it's betrayal. So you may be dealing with multiple issues, but each time you clear one, you're going to have more clarity because your energetic bodies are contaminated. So it's up to you to figure out which one to clear, but do the obvious one or one that you're dealing with, and put a name on it. What is this that I'm dealing with? Well, you know, or ask somebody around you. Gee, I have this problem. What do you think it is? They'll tell you. And then see if we have a clearing for that. So that's the way the clearings work. So you start working your way through the negativity, the blocked energy that you have given to yourself or inherited from your ancestors. So you want to get it out of you. Back to you.
Okay, back to the inbox. Ron, recently you did a bunch of pin removals. That was on the January 9th body organ restoration call. I sent in a testimonial. I felt much more centered and in my body more than usual. How often do they put more of these pins in our body? Do you suggest that we be on the call you just announced for pin removal? You did that also on the decloning call and a few times not so long ago. So they want to know, do you think they should be on the pin removal call? Is it done frequently, the pins?
I won't say I do it frequently, but yeah, you should probably get on the call because we're taking out maybe more stuff a little deeper. Each time you have a pin removal, you're getting freed up of those pins. Now we can go deeper on each particular one that we're doing the pins on. So that's the way I would look at it. It's not like, you know, I got everything out of me. You know, that's, you know, maybe the flip side of what you're saying. I've been on 3 calls with pins. I got them all out, so I need to come on this call. Well, you don't know if you got them all out or not. You know, your mind might say yes, being an implant, that could be telling you yes, but you know, for what we're finding, these pins are pretty deep, and a lot of them are hidden. So as you start getting more released, we're able to see more, take them out of you. So it should be a pretty good, you know, session. And I'm allowing that amount of time, you know, 3.5 hours, we'll say. That's a lot of pin release, concentrating strictly on that. So back to you.
The next part of this letter says, I really appreciate all your wonderful, helpful healings. You had announced also there would be a special call to take the shackles off of us. Are you still planning that?
Yeah, I'll be doing that probably after the New York Expo, and that'll be maybe near the end of April. The Expo is that weekend between... I think it's the 1st of April when the Expo is, so it'll be that particular time. So March and April, that weekend where they join is when that Expo is, and maybe after that, maybe near the end of the month I can do that, or maybe the first week of the next month. So it'll be coming up, either the end of the 4th month or, you know, around the 1st, the 5th month. Back to you.
The radio program you did for the 12 source energies recently, I like to listen to it and wondered if it is effective for 3 times only on the archives.
What's that again?
Is the 12 source energies program effective for 3 times only or more? On the
archives. As many times you want to listen to it.
Okay, it's eternal. One of those eternal ones.
Yeah, it's eternal, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good. Okay. Back to the inbox. How can Wealth of Ancestors continue to me? So this person's grandfather and his family going back were wealthy, even during the Great Depression, but that wealth did not continue and did not pass on to me. How can I reclaim that energy, or should I? In parentheses, they write, the Jewish money code is not in my family.
So are they asking what they can do to regain the wealth of your ancestors that you don't have in this lifetime? Is that what I'm
saying? Yeah, that's how they phrased the question. Mm-hmm. The wealth did not continue on to this person. It skipped her.
Well, it sounds like they're not the darkness, the aliens are not allowing you to go on those timelines of wealth. So now you need to find out why you're not on the wealthy timeline, okay? And that could be many things. I don't even know what to say. You have to find out, you know, remember, you have to become your reality. So you're not becoming the reality of this. You need to become that, number one. Number two, does your wants equal your desire? Okay? And if you're not bringing the energy into you for that wealth or wealth, then what happens? So you're going to have to do some internal looking here and do some clearings to figure out why you're not connected to that. And it's typically implants and programs that you are on preventing you from having that the wealth that maybe your ancestors had a couple hundred years ago. So that's what I would say. Just start doing clearings to help yourself out and figure out what you might need. So, back to you.
Yeah, and wealth also could be defined in different ways as well. And the self-empowerment healing might be of use. They would like to take a look at that because the self-empowerment removes obstacles to the better part of life, you know, the grander things in life that are held back, held away from us. And it opens a lot of doors. So, okay, thank you, Ron, for that, and we'll move on. Someone's asking, who or what is it that steals our spirits? Is it the Galactic Federation or just aliens in the darkness aliens?
I think the answer could be, you know, all of that, so...
This person says they're hooked up to a cross. They want to know who's doing this. Maybe they want to use a clearing and want particular target a particular group or something, or particular alien group.
Yeah, well, if you're hooked up to some energy like that, then you need to look at the energy and know that you're on timelines. So if you know you're hooked up to a cross, that's not physically here. So from there, what you want to do is release those timelines because you're perceiving the timelines.
Yeah. Okay, well, I also use the unknown category, unknown alien race, about abductions. For abductions in the eliminating alien attack removal clearing. I don't know what race they are. I don't even want to think about it, really. Doesn't matter anyway, because there's so many of them, they trade you off. So you can't really chase after them. They chase after us. So I just put unknown alien race, and I let the light beings do what they need to do, you know, for me. That's an option that can possibly help. I have to say, I think it's working for me. I feel so much more calmer and better than, you know, since I have that running all the time, by the way. The eliminating alien attack clearing is by far to me the most valuable investment for $30 a month that a person could purchase. And I heard a lot of testimony about it before I started using it. Then once I've tried it for myself, I do not let any time or much time, if any, lapse between that using that healing. That is my must-do. I have that page open. I have three or four healings going on that one from that one purchase. And it has 10 options, and within those 10 options, there's a lot of other options. So It is just by far the most effective $30 you can spend if I'm addressing this person and anyone else who's concerned about their spirit being stolen, aliens coming after them, and abductions. It's also all the other energies that come after us and alien courtings from planets and mind transmissions. It's all in there. Even clears alien-tainted websites and people. So it doesn't get much better than that. So and Ron has a comprehensive explanation of what that healing's about as well. There's a lot to learn from that one page and that healing. And you'll find, I'm sure, listener, that if you start using that healing, these kinds of questions you have will be replaced with testimonies instead. And it's just been the way I've seen it evolve for people since I've been involved with Creation Lightship. So I do suggest to try the Eliminating Alien Attack Removal Clearing and read all the information in it and just keep going at it for the whole month and see if you don't feel better. And let us know, please. Okay, thank you. And so, Ron, do we have any other announcements we were going to mention? Let's see.
Let's see here.
Or are there any other healings? Any other healings that you think we might need right now? Maybe do you see any kind of issues in us or any kind of parasitic energies that are lurking about? Or maybe even an orb or two?
Yeah, we could do that alien clearing to get rid of the aliens, have them get out of here. So this is the one to help enslave aliens. So here we go, releasing aliens that are around. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, there we go. They're gone.
Okay. Wow, amazing. Amazing how they keep coming back, isn't it?
Yes, huh?
Well, I guess we're all too happy to show them the door.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Okay, well, let's see. We just got a question in. Let me read what this says. Someone wants to know when the 12 Source Energy's call was. That wasn't a call. It was a radio program on BBS Radio, and it wasn't too long ago. So we'll have to write back to you, listener, and see if we can't pinpoint when that actually was. And they would like a review again of how to pay for the pin release conference call. So for those who missed that announcement, let me just repeat what Ron said, and Ron, you'll add in if I left anything off. But Ron suggested we go to the PayPal portion of his page on creationlightship.com and go to the PayPal donate button, send in $30. When you get your receipt through the email, forward that receipt to Ron, but put on the subject line for the pin removal conference call so he can see that's what it's about. And then he will soon send the call-in number and the PIN number for the time of the call, which is 2 o'clock to 5:30 on February 6th. And then you'll be registered for it. And Ron always advises us to call in about 5 minutes or so, maybe even more, beforehand. Have some water ready to be activated with light force energy. So that's how. So if I missed anything, Ron, please go ahead and add it. But otherwise, I think, that's the way we're going to do it.
Yeah, that sounds perfectly fine.
Okay. So again, that's $30 for the pin removal conference call on February 6th. Okay, so we just got like 3 or 4 questions just about that alone, so I hope that cleared that up. And we'll look forward to having that call, Ron, that was so effective that last time. Everyone felt so much better, and they said they didn't even realize they had that in them and what it was doing to them. So, like you said, the pins are deep within us, embedded, and it's going to be well worth it to get them out on that call. And it can be absentee. Ron just clarified that. Okay, Ron, so over to you for any other announcements or healings that you think we might need or want to do.
Okay.
We're so like 58 after.
A little further, maybe. We got maybe 5 minutes here. So let's do the in and out with your spirit. Everybody likes that. So here we go. Taking your spirit in and out to bring forth energies into your legs. So you're going to come out of your top of your body and come back into your legs. So out and in, 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 out and in. Out and in, out and in, out and in. There we go, everybody. And maybe we can do one more question here before we do the mind-to-heart drop here.
Okay, what's the best thing to do if we have deja vu? When we see ourselves in a scene we just were in.
Oh, boy. Well, you know you're on timeline, so you need to crash that.
Timeline crash. So when we timeline crash it, we put in the situation that we saw ourselves in, that we felt familiar in. That was like a parallel life. We put in that situation in the timeline crash and just start running the timeline crash. Is that what you mean?
Yes. Just keep, when you know what it is,
mm-hmm.
Then by all means...
Describe it.
Keep doing it. Yeah, if you know you have something, then get rid of it. You need to do those crashes because you're seeing yourself out in a parallel life. That's not good. So, that's your choice, is to either be along doing that or just to, if you're living timelines, then you know you're in darkness.
Yeah.
You want to get out of that. So the timeline crashes are what you want to do.
Okay. And also going back to the listener who had that protocol for the day when they put themselves on the creation lightship timeline of the now and they commanded their spirit back to their body. These are sort of things, too, that put us back in the present moment, bring our spirit back to our body. Put our finger in front of us to put us on the present moment timeline and do the mind-to-heart drop to put us on the present moment timeline and to drop our thoughts into our heart center. That's something we can do in the moment until we can get to the computer or until we can do the timeline crashing. Something that Ron recommends we do daily and frequently. And I don't know if a lot of us really have deja vu that much anymore. I know I don't, and I used to quite a lot. And some of us don't really remember our dreams anymore. Why? Because they're not upsetting. They're not vivid. We're not so there. And if we do catch ourselves dreaming, we stop it, and we bring ourselves back or wake up and, change the energy and get right back into the present moment again. So it sort of gets to be, that's how it gets to be in a kind of a lifestyle. We understand that we're out in a parallel life and we can bring ourselves back. So, Ron, if we're in a peace of mind and the phone rings, is that because aliens are around and they want to get us off that, out of that nice, zen, peaceful state?
Yeah, it's possible, very possible.
Okay, well, I guess we can't, we have to also realize that the phone is part of our life, and we can choose how we want to react to it and to have a plan in place if we do, you know, get distracted. Because the aliens are all about distracting us and getting us out of the present moment and getting us off course, out of our heart center. So pretty soon, you know, like Ron says, we do the mind-to-heart drop several times a day, and we find it easier to stay on course and then make it a habit. So it's good advice. And also, Ron, I just realized tomorrow's the 24th, and it's our last conference call for the physical rejuvenation teleconference that is 8 hours that Ron does every month. Tomorrow's the last one of the month. And so just a reminder, if everyone's registered, to have your water ready and to call in a little bit ahead. And then the next conference calls will resume the next month, starting, I believe, the 13th of February, if I'm not mistaken. So over to you, Ron, for any last announcements and the Mind to Heart Drop.
Yep, so hope to see you on the call tomorrow, everybody. So let's do the Mind to Heart Drop. Actually, you have to command your spirit out loud to take the thoughts inside of your head and drop them into your heart. That's simple. And here we go. Dropping down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. There we go, everybody. So we'll see you hopefully tomorrow. And if not, BBS is at 4 o'clock Pacific, 7 o'clock Eastern on Monday. And Tuesday is our energetic cord release call. So I'll just say thank you, everybody, for listening. We'll see you later. Thank you, co-host Kathy and ladies behind the scenes. So here we go. Say goodnight to all of you. So goodnight, everybody.
Bye.